We're learning Maseiros Yesharim. We're in Perek Gimel. It's a little like in the middle of the Perek, or rather towards the end. We just finished discussing, it's November 5th, 2012. We just finished discussing that when a person, the words we're going to start from so we could look for it is V'hatos HaSheni. V'hatos HaSheni. We just finished discussing that there are two mistakes that can happen when a person lives his life just walking in the dark. Which, what that means is, to walk in the dark is to not be thinking. Not be thinking before he does something, not be thinking after he does something. How many times do we say, oh, I shouldn't have said that? And I know the case, not going to get into too many details, where I had a guest over for a Shabbos, and the guest brought a bottle of wine. This person makes Kiddush. He finished drinking the wine. The husband says to the wife, this wine is lousy. What are you bringing this out to me for? So the wife looks back at the husband. You know, I heard from this man that I think this story took place like 20 years ago. He says, yeah, I think he's meichel me by now. How do I know? Because he gave me another bottle of wine, the same type. I said, how do you know it's the same wine? Oh, I can't forget that wine. So, you know, sometimes, you know, in life we don't realize when we say things. Here he's saying, how about living one's whole life like this, not realizing what we're doing in life? And he said there are two major mistakes. And we discussed the first mistake, that the first mistake, a person will be like a achas. He says the ha'achas. He's not going to realize what the stumbling blocks are in life. And then he goes to the different psukim, right? Where it says the psukim of the Mishlei. And okay. Now he's discussing Atos Hasheni. What's the second mistake, the stumbling block that's going to come out? From a person not analyzing his actions before he does something, while he's doing something, and after he does something. I want to tell you what we're about to learn now is one of the most powerful points. I can't say that he'll make throughout the Sefer because everything is important. But it's a very important point that the rest of the Sefer, to a major degree, is built off what he's saying here, in my humble opinion. What is the second mistake? Who cost him in the Rishon? It's more difficult than the first one. What is it? Shemate riyosom ad shiroyim hara kilu hu mamish toiv v'atoiv kilu hu ra. The Yetzahara grabs the person up to the point where the person thinks that ra is good and good is bad. God says to blow up buildings that have innocent people there. Is that not right? Ra is toif. I mean, there were people and people who think like this today. People's lives will be changed for the rest from now until Mashiach comes. People are dead because of these type of mindsets. Ra is toif, and toif is ra. But he's not even talking about such a shoyim like them. He's talking to us over here, and he started off in the Hakdama. It's such an important point. And it started off in the Hakdama that we have to take every mitzvah and do the mitzvah the greatest way possible. Not, oh yeah, okay, I'm Yotze Zayin. You know how many times I'm looking for an esrog and then someone walks in, I'm not going to say where, what, who, when, why. And person picks it up, you know, doesn't know what's the front and the back, you know, up and down, right or left. Yeah, this looks good. It's like the one that the seller is putting aside to get rid of, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this looks good. Do they know what they're looking at? Now, how about when it comes to buying a car, buying a diamond? Are they going to take the same approach? So how is a person supposed to know what an esrog, which is the front, which is the back, the oikitz, the sheshanta, the pitim? How we learn the halachas. We all have a mitzvah to learn. Every single man has a mitzvah d'oraisa to learn Talmud Torah. And he's saying that when a person doesn't perform the mitzvahs properly, and he does averos, these averos are metantim the lave. What does it mean that a person eats treif, he eats bugs? The place can bring down this metantim the lave. Tim to my lave. It stuffs up the heart. What does that mean? He's got to go to the heart doctor now? Is that what it means? What happens is that he thinks ra is toiv and toiv is ra, and I've seen this with my own eyes with people. It's unbelievable. Where people think normal is abnormal and abnormal is normal. And I saw this for years, where people live a certain way of life, and it's not just like by one day, it doesn't happen overnight. Just like when a person is taking medicine, like we gave the example last week. You can't take the 30 pills in one shot. It's 3 pills a day for 10 days, says the doctor. And the doctor was sitting here in the seat, said, if he does that 30 pills in one shot, he better run to the emergency room. So too, this tumor that alters his way of thought, it happens as a process. You know, he doesn't check for bugs. One bug, eating one little bug, is worse than eating a piece of pig. One little bug. One bug is either 4 lavin, 5 lavin, or 6 lavin. Chazer is one time Tari says, don't eat chazer. I know somebody who was at a dinner, and he was very hungry. It wasn't a kosher event. And he's not going to eat the food over there, of course. The room was dark. Couldn't find his glasses. This is the story. And he finally was very hungry. He didn't think a whole day. The waitress is coming around with some salad. Okay, he'll have some salad. What's the big deal with having some salad? After he eats a salad, it's one of those onions that tastes a little different. It wasn't usual, those onions that he usually had. So he said, what kind of onions were these? Afterwards, this is what he asked. He says, onions? There were no onions in that salad. So what was that? It was bacon. That was chazer. And he's coming over to me. He's feeling guilty. I said to him, chazer is one thing. Salad? Every one little bug. These bugs, I can show you the size of these bugs. One bug is, if it's a bug that goes in the water, that's 4 lavin. A bug that crawls is 5 lavin. A bug that flies, that's 6 lavin. What does it mean, 6 lavin? That means if a person would be warned, don't eat this bug, and he eats it anyway, and there are witnesses, that means 6 times 39 lashes. Do the quick math, and that's how many lashes he would be obligated to get as a punishment for eating that one flying bug. 234. That's for one bug. We're not learning Hichos Toloim now. That's another time. But what the Mesias Sharm is telling us is, how does it come that people sometimes, listen, I'm sure in life, we've all come across individuals where Ra is Toiv and Toiv is Ra. It's just backwards. It's like, what's going to happen if you see somebody taking a USB cord, put into an outlet? Regular 3-prong outlet. Yeah, sir, yeah, it's not going to work. Leave me alone. You've got to push harder. It's never going to fit in there. It doesn't work. This is what he's saying. I'm just elaborating on more, and throughout the Sefer, Shmiras HaMitzvos, the Dikduk HaMitzvos, is so important because it keeps us on the road. I told you the story when I was going on, and I put in something in the GPS, and I made a detour, and the GPS said, please turn left. You know, I'm sorry, turn left, turn left. Finally got polite,
please turn left.
You know, like, didn't you hear me the first three times? It's trying to get me back on track. Like, I knew where I was going in the beginning, the first two roads, two streets. Please, I never knew it, like, gets, you know, upset at me. It's like, wait a minute, didn't I buy you? I was like, what? But it was here, the mitzvos are to keep us on track. And the averos are means that we're getting off the wrong exit. That's the wrong exit, because we want to get to Olam Haba. And we want to use Olam Hazeh to get to Olam Haba. And when we use Olam Hazeh and we get off the wrong exit, that's the story I told you when I ended up 20 miles and the person was driving the wrong direction. Continues the Mesillas Yesharim. Shemati Riyasam. There's a Tosa Sheni. Achiroyim Haram. Just repeating the words. Ki'ilu hu mamish toiv, like it's good. Va'atoiv ki'ilu hu ra, like the good that's bad. What happens is it's mischazkim umachzikim asayim haroim. It strengthens the wrong ways of life, because they think the Mesillas Yesharim is telling it's a psyche of a human being. He thinks he's doing good. A person has a conscience. He has to live with himself. He feels he's doing the right thing. That's why ra is toiv and toiv is ra. I once saw somebody at a red light, inching forward, inching. He looks, inches more, he goes. I knew the person. I said to him, "Sir, what were you doing? It wasn't a stop sign, it's a red light." Oh, I was in a rush, I had to go. Inch. So, he didn't say, "I did something wrong." He said, because we have to tell ourselves that what I do is okay. So the ra is toiv. Now, he looked, and that's what made it kosher now. I'm allowed to go now. I wouldn't try telling it to the police officer. I was in a rush. But this is what the Ramchal is telling us. The person tells himself that I'm doing something okay, it's allowed. He justifies it. He rationalizes it because he has to make it. We all have to feel good, whether we're a 2-year-old or a 22-year-old or 102 years old. It's not alone, not enough that they don't see the truth in front of them. They bring proofs as to why what they're doing is correct. They're showing why it's the correct way, it's right. This is the Ra HaGadoyla. This is the tremendously which Malafifasam, which enwraps them like an envelope, encircles them, and it brings them to where is Be'er Shachas? Gehenim. It brings them down the Be'er, the well of Shachas, of destruction, which means Gehenim. Uma Shomra calls it, this is the Pasuk says, Hashmein Leiv Ha'am Hazeh Va'oznov Hachbeid Ve'enov Hoshapen. The heart of this nation grew thick, and its ears became heavy, and its eyes became hindered. Why is this, says the Navi Yeshaya? Because they are tachas ha-choshech, underneath the choshech. What's the choshech? Choshech is a darkness. Darkness means, like we're learning Hilchos B'dikas Chametz, when you don't have a light, you don't see where you're going. What's the lack of light? Lack of Torah. Ner mitzvah, a Torah or Torah is light. Why is it when a person goes to a Talmud Chacham, a Zakein, and he speaks with him and gets clarity, he walks out with the simcha? Ain't simcha ka hataras asveikas. Chazal tell us there's no greater happiness than hataras asveikas, than when you have a doubt about something and now it's clear. The Talmud Chacham embodies Torah. So by him, It's like the headlights are on the whole time. I remember years ago, my friend's father would always drive with the headlights on. 25 years ago, I always drive. You know, you look at him, you know, it's the only one with the headlights on. During the daytime, we're saying now. Now all the cars, the newer cars, you turn the car on all the way, the headlights go on right away. Because it's safety. You could see better with more light. The Talmud Chacham, he's the near mitzvah Torah, or the Torah is shining out from him. He sees. That's why when we go to Talmud Chacham, he helps us see. But here, this person, he has all the reasons to know why what he's doing wrong is right. Because they're tachas achoshech. Because they're tachas achoshech. Uchvushim heima tachas memshelas Yitzrom. And they are tachas memshelas Yitzrom. They are under the control of their Yitzir Hara. Achoshem shekevar yotzu min ha-maiser hazeh. But those who came out of this trap, this jail, heim royim ha-emes la-amitoi, they know the truth. And they can give eitzah to other people. What is this compared to? Legan hamavucha. What's a gan hamavucha? Says the Ramchal, who a gan hanatua litzchik hayidua eitzel hasarim. It's the gan, the garden, which is for sport, for a game, by the sarim. By the kings, the officers, the people of high positions. What did they do? They planted, it's like a corn maze. You ever go through a corn maze? So here's a hedge maze, exactly. And you have to get to the right place. So how many times do you run to a dead end? Oh, you can't go that way. I went to a corn maze once. Once I think it was Yotz design, finished, that was it. You know, unless I go with a motorbike next time. But you know, then you had the people on these towers. That if you get stuck, you find this big pole and you wait for help and they come help you. They help you get out of there. But now, he's talking like this. These hedges are like walls all around you. Different pathways, twisted and different directions. They all look the same. I'm getting scared just thinking about this. The goal is to reach this achsadra, like we this porch, like we discussed earlier today, in the middle of this maze. V'amnam, however, hashvilim ha'ele mihem yisharim magiim be'emes el achsadra, mihem mashgim es adam marchikim oisam mimeno. Some of these pathways go straight. Some of them are twisted. Some can find. It's like you do a what's it called? A maze, you know? And what's it called? The pencil you're going. What's it called? Maze, right, the maze, thank you. And you follow tree. Oh, it's a dead end over here. But this is the person. He himself is in it now. He doesn't know if he's on the right pathway or not on the right path. Because they all look the same to him. Unless he knows, according to the one who's been there, the expert who's been through this process, he's going to be lost. But someone who knows how to get out of this way, because he's been there, he's tried and succeeded. Shu achsajah, to get to the achsajah, to get to the porch, to get to the goal. V'hine ha'oymed kvar l'achsajah, Huroya Kola Drachim Lefanov. The one who is on the Achzadra, he's on the higher up, he sees all the pathways. Umamchin bein Hamiti Makoizim, and he knows what the correct path is and what the incorrect path is. Hu Yokola has here as a Hoilchim Bam Loimar Zehaderech Lchubai. He can tell the person, this is the proper pathway, this is what you should take, this is what you should not take. Vine Misha Yirtzil Hamiloi. Yagila Makam Yuad. One who wants to believe him and trust him will get to his destination. One who does not want to believe, he wants to go after his eyes, his Einov. Vada Yishar Oyved Vula Yagia Elov. He will be lost and he will not reach his goal. We're going to stop here for today, even though we're almost finished with this perek. Just to point out, what does he say here? One who wants to go Achar Einov, his eyes. Mitzvah tomorrow, I'm going to start with the story of how you make a cake. How do you make a cake? Give you a recipe. I don't want to suggest to bring it home because it might not taste so good. But how do you make a cake? We'll pick up tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Thank you.